Hello. This is the last time you're ever gonna hear my voice. I don't really care if you wanna hear it or not. If the sound of my voice irritates or annoys you a lot, then please stop the playback immediately, for your own sake. Otherwise, listen to my sob story. So in short, I am choosing to commit suicide. I'm not gonna try and shift the blame to anyone. But I am going to say this. I had it coming. 100%. Nobody is to blame but myself. Before this debacle even happened, I am considered by many to be privileged, because I had it all. I had relatively well-off parents, which allowed me to acquire plenty of materialistic possessions. My crisp and clean audio recordings is proof of that. I also don't have any chronic health illnesses. That allowed me to pursue all of my interests without any hindrances. Someone of my background should be bound for success, right? Because I had a better head start? Normally, I'd be inclined to agree, but in this case, no. Ever since I was young, people would often tell me to be nice, courteous, and compassionate. But what did I do? The opposite of all of those. I was often rude, berated others, and I always looked down on people that I deemed to be inferior to me. I had a lot of behavioral problems. As such, that affected not only my real-life interactions, but my online interactions as well. Anyone that I thought was trash, I just cut them off without hesitation. There's nothing wrong with being blunt, but bluntness and rudeness are simply not the same thing. My many years of abuse had finally caught up to me. It dates all the way back from 2012. All these years of abuse, elitism and rudeness all piled up to form one giant call-out post. Now I can no longer pursue my interests on a professional level, nor on a hobbyist level. I have been universally blacklisted and used as a textbook example for aspiring VAs on what not to do if they wanted to break into the industry. This basically means that I have to live the rest of my life being unable to do what I love. That's a boring, dry, and uncolorful life that I want no part of. I had elected to take my own life, taking all of my regrets and broken hopes and dreams to the grave. Nobody knows what happens after death. Will you get reincarnated? Will you get another chance to undo your mistakes? Would it work like a game where you could select specific checkpoints and start over? If so, is that dependent on anything? Like whether or not you had died with plenty of regrets? If that were true, would that also mean the parallel timelines exist? In that case, there would be a timeline where my future wasn't doomed then. A timeline where the gravest mistakes I've committed never happened. If you get to restart, would you retain your memories from the ruined timeline? Maybe that's wishful thinking. Maybe, after death, you would simply fade to nothingness. Who knows? Death is the unknown. I'm sure plenty of you won't miss me. Or, in a more likely scenario, you would celebrate the moment you learn of my death. After all, being dead means that I no longer get to bother, dox, or harass other people, right? I feel very sorry for my mom, because I know she would be devastated. She spent so much time and so many resources to try to raise me to become an upstanding man. She also tried to fix my horrible personality. I've let her down, and I can't let her suffer anymore. When I die, I'd be doing the entire world a favor. I don't want to be alive and eventually die full of regrets. I could technically just waste my life away watching anime and playing video games and do nothing else, but that's so dry. Those activities used to have real meaning because I got to share my thoughts on them with other like-minded people. If I'm going to have regrets either way, then I'd much rather just die sooner. It's my life. I ruined it. So now I am ending it. For once in my life, I'm gonna take responsibility and do the right thing. What comes around goes around. Karma has struck me real hard. I shan't be shackled by the chains of the mortal realm anymore. It's time to exit and journey to the unknown. Farewell.